wants to really come out and play and play for their job. So, you know, this next couple of weeks, they'll be able to show that.
I remember talking to you, I think it was after week three or after week four, after a game, and something just stuck with me. You said, you know, I'm not used to losing, and I don't like this losing stuff. And I'm guessing as this season's gone on, obviously it's not gotten any better. How do you deal with that?
You know, I'm not dealing with it so good at all. I really don't know what to do about the losing thing. Trying not to go crazy, you know, when I go home at night. But, you know, the best thing about it is we got a coach who understands how to get you ready to go and play, you know, and put everything in the past behind you. But, you know, I'm the type of person that's going to keep on fighting, and there's a lot of guys in this room that keep on fighting. So, you know, we're going to figure out how to get this thing going. So, back to the old Bronco days where there wasn't many losses, if any at all.
It's everything always one game at a time, and you have so much to do each week getting ready. But even just 5 minutes anywhere along the way where you've had the opportunity to sit down and think, you know, Jay Cutler, Selden Young, Tony Scheffler, Brandon Marshall, such young players with such bright futures all in the same locker room.
Yeah, you know, I've thought about that a few times. Every time I think about it, you know, myself, I just try to challenge myself to just try to get better each and every day and each and every game, you know. Try to be more physical and just learning the offense because, you know, those guys have been in a year already. You know, I'm coming in behind, but I want to try to catch up to where those guys are and, you know, so we can keep this thing moving for the future.
And a belated congratulations on you becoming the sixth NFL player undrafted to gain 500 yards. Congratulations on that. That's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Selden Young, Dave. Thanks.
So did they do anything to really take away your run game? I mean, they see it a lot, too. They run the same system. Did they do anything to take that away today?
You know, you put 9-10 guys in the box, you know, no one's going to be able to run the football. You know, those guys did a good job of stacking the line of scrimmage, you know, and trying to force us to pass. And you know, Jay was doing as best as he can to get the ball downfield. Offensive line was trying to do the best they can, pass protecting and understanding that, you know, they got all these guys in the box and we're going to have to try to throw the ball to loosen them up a little bit. So, you know, we just kind of fell short today.
How much did losing Daniel Graham really hurt? He's such a good blocker. He's almost like a sixth lineman.
Yeah, you know, I mean, a guy like that, you know, well, you can basically look at one side, whichever he's on, and understand that that's going to be dominated. Each and every game has been happening, you know, all year. So, you know, it's kind of hard to say what impact that was. But, you know, if we'd have came out with a victory, would have been nothing said about it. But, you know, we didn't. So, you know, we'd have loved to have him.
Anything you can do when they stack the line like that? I mean, are you going to get anything?
Yeah, just no fear about it. You know, we understand that they're going to be in there. You just got to get your hat placement and just try to pound the football. And 3 and 4 here, you know, something like that. And understand they got those guys in the box, so you just got to fight.
How frustrating was it not to be able to move the ball as successfully as you did against the Chiefs just about 4 days ago?
You know, it's very frustrating. But at the same time, you know, it's football, and you just got to come play each and every week. You know, those guys did a good job of game planning and understand what we were trying to do. And, you know, it was plays to be made out there. So, you know, we're going to have to go back and look at the film and see why those plays wasn't made. And get better and learn from it.
Selden, what's the feeling right now knowing 4 days ago, you know, you guys felt really good about yourselves and now you're still in the playoff picture, but it's slim mathematically.
It's very difficult, you know, but at this point in time, you just got to, you know, if you love football, you're going to come out and play. This is your job. This is what we do. This is what I want to do until I'm not able to do it no more. So, you know, I'm pretty sure that feeling is mutual throughout this team. So, a guy's got a lot of pride. You know, we fought to the end, even though we didn't get a victory. You know, I'm looking forward to coming out and giving all we got against San Diego. Yeah, he hit me in the eye. I couldn't see for a little while out that one eye, but it's okay.